For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking.
Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard run. This brother,
come on, zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty?
Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Boom! Shut up! You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get him pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That fucking pissed me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying.
You're clearly just
lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
For
attention. I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic.
Punch drunk, everybody.
Nick, you're already you're the guest host, and you're already complaining.
I'm not complaining, idiot. I'm asking if I should be waiting for
asking,
Punch Drunk
asking.
Intro music.
No, we add that shit later. We add it later.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, this kind of stuff you need to be informed about, so you don't ask questions like,
oh, right.
So right Nick, now, everyone just heard intro music, and then they heard me going, is there no intro music?
Yeah.
Exactly what
confused.
Happened. Yeah, you've already fucked up.
Here's the problem. Now that Nick has made it to guest hosting Punch Drunk, he's become a real diva.
Frank, I know.
Frank, let this be a lesson.
Cut David's mic. And Frank's.
The only thing in his rider is intro music.
Yeah. And it's got to be Tool. Okay, so I'm Nick Youssef.
I'm David Taylor, and this is
Frank Castillo.
He's and on Skype?
The team, as always.
We miss you, buddy.
I miss you guys, too. I was glad you were on, too. I was originally going to be me and Taylor, and then he told me you were going to be on. I was like, sweet.
Now, Tebow, let's not forget the big event of today, the graduation to the big chair of Frank Castillo.
Wow.
Yeah. He used to sit on the floor.
Yeah. That's something Ari should not be told. Sam will be like, well, it's okay, bro, as long as I wasn't there, bro.
If you want Ari to not know, you should try to text it to him. Because his rotary dial phone can't receive it.
Dude. In 2018, he'll be like, what the fuck? Frank was in the chair?
Ari, right when Ari couldn't be worse at like getting back to you, he got a phone with a crank on the back of it.
Have I told you about Ari's smartphone? You know what Ari's smartphone is? It's me. He'll call me. I'll be like, oh, what's that word when you bring something to the king? Propitiation? No, smaller word. Tribute? Thanks. Talk to you later.
Uh-huh, exactly.
That happens like once or twice a week. Frank, you just got two jokes on the Justin Bieber roast. Tebow, did you hear about this?
Briefly, I heard about it. Who told him?
You tell who told the joke, and then Nick and Tebow and I will tell you if they were good jokes.
Oh, okay, perfect. I submitted these jokes to Jeff, and then Jeff traded one of them to Justin Bieber.
For what?
I don't know.
Traded?
Yeah, he like gave him one, I guess.
Oh, okay. Yeah, to use.
So they gave it to the writers. The one that I wrote was, I love Kevin Hart's career model, do everything Martin Lawrence did, but shittier.
Okay.
Okay. You know, that would have been one of the jokes I would have thought wouldn't have made it. So, Tebow, what do you think about that one?
Who told it?
Justin Bieber.
Yeah, they're probably just throwing him shit. He probably had nothing, so it's probably a hell of a lot better than anything he had.
Frank Castillo writes roast jokes that are better than nothing. That's the blurb on his book.
And then the other one, Jerron Horton actually punched up, but it was if Justin
already strike one.
One and a half. One and a half jokes.
If Anne Frank heard Justin Bieber's music, she would have Ubered to Auschwitz.
I heard Jeff do that at the store,
You know what? I think that's anti-Semitic.
What was it before it was punched up?
It was she would have walked to Auschwitz.
Actually, before it was punched up, it was die Jews. Tebow,
I like a lot better.
Yeah, thank you.
It's got a nice ring to it.
Yeah. Tebow, what do you think about that joke?
Textbook roast jokes. You know, safe. I don't think it really offended anybody. I mean, it's not like she can hear it and fucking.
Ouch. Tebow, that's serious backhanded compliments there.
I don't mean it as a backhanded
but there's so
compliment.
Many other really great jokes that whole rose, too. So it was happy that I got somebody in.
People don't get it. It's like you get eight people on a roast show like that. There is 60 people.
Oh, yeah.
I wrote for a roast. That's how I wrote for the roast of Roseanne, and you know how many jokes I got on the air?
20.
Zero.
I know.
And Jeff Ross, I'm sitting at the party after, and he goes, how many did you get on? I said, zero. He said, tell people you got three. And it's like it's the standard, apparently. Yeah,
yeah. I had a few that I wrote for D'Elia that I'm like, it's funny to me, but there's no way he'll ever use it because it'll get him killed. Like, Shaquille O'Neal is the answer to the question, what does a gorilla look like in a gorilla suit?
Jesus Christ.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, I'm pretty
sure.
And
I'm like, it's funny, but there's no way he would have the balls to say that.
Well, yeah,
Shaq who was
his PR people would yank the mic out of his hand.
Yeah.
Comedy Central, they would be like, we're cutting that out.
That was the other crazy thing to watch.
And not to mention, Shaq would go crazy peeling bananas and throwing things. He'd climb the walls.
Yeah, exactly. Shaq. Shaq's sitting there drinking champagne with his right hand and peeling bananas with his feet.
By the way, you know who's racist? Sam Tripoli. Okay, go.
It was cool watching him run through all the jokes because there was a bunch of really heavy hitters that some of them he just couldn't use just because TV and they don't want people's feelings getting hurt.
Can you give an example? Anything that you wrote?
Oh, nothing too. Well, I had one. It was. It was
just the N-word 13.
Yeah.
And then he goes, take that, Bieber.
I'm thinking we should do it 14 times.
Yeah. Just big, big, bold letters. It was Justin Bieber has a lot of confidence on stage. You would, too, if you had Usher's semen running down your leg.
You know, that to me seems like a fine, fine joke. It doesn't make a lot of sense because I don't know why being anally raped by a star would necessarily
give you any confidence.
But I still do. Like, I like it. Tebow, what do you think about that?
Yeah, same thing as you. I like it and it's funny, but then my first thing is to laugh at it because it's a good zinger. But then my second thing is like, wait, why does that make him confident?
Yeah, logically it doesn't. Maybe that was the problem. It wasn't
that
it was too
that
hard.
Was,
it was that Jeff was like, you know what? This doesn't follow logically.
That's one of those ones that in the middle of your set would work.
Just because
you've got momentum and no one's thinking about it and they just hear semen and that whatever.
But
they
I'll
laugh.
Say this. Yeah, but writing a joke that nobody has to think about is a great business model. I'll tell you that. So maybe you should just put that in your act.
Oh, yeah, sweet.
What else? Anything else?
Hey, speaking of business.
So, hold on a second.
We have business to attend to. We have a sponsor.
A new sponsor?
A brand new one. This is an All Things Comedy-wide sponsor. So if you listen to all the fine podcasts on this network, you've probably heard this, and guess what? You're going to hear it again. It is a company called Sattva. It's an online luxury mattress brand, and they have a deal for everybody listening to this podcast and all the other. They have a new mattress. It's called Lumen Leaf, and it's apparently gotten a lot of crazy high ratings. A Forbes Top 100 company to watch in 2015. There's no physical actual stores, but they offer mattresses at a good price online. So they have a new brand, is the point of this ad. It's called Lumen Leaf. They're at South by Southwest right now. So if you're there, you can find them. You go to the A&E's Bates Motel, and then you can stop by and enter for a chance to win a night at the Bates Motel and to win a brand new Lumen Leaf mattress. So that's kind of cool. It's a memory foam, premium memory foam. You have a memory foam, right, mattress?
Actually, I just have a chunk of memory foam that I left on my floor because my girlfriend brought the bed and then she left with the bed and all I have left is I have the shadow of comfort on
he
my
has,
floor.
He has the memory of the foam.
I have a bed, a mattress and box spring that I paid, in the frame, $80 for. The entire bed.
Oh, sweet.
And that was 8 or 9 years ago. And
is it comfortable?
Sort of.
Did the bed bugs come for free?
New. It was new. We found some dude on Craigslist was selling them out of his garage, but they were brand new.
Is it in the shape of a race car?
I know, right?
Who's this dude, Boone Shakalaka?
No, just some
guy. About bed.
Yeah. So $80 and I've had it to this day. But then it started getting really, really shitty and uncomfortable. And then David had an extra memory foam thing that he gave me, and now it was a new bed. But yeah, it's old.
And really, in fairness, Nick, you put a lot of miles on that.
Yeah, hammer miles on.
My memory foam remains as comfortable as the day it was bought because, again, not a lot of miles.
Right. That's no memory.
I'm going to look this thing up and see. See if they have deals.
Okay, let's get back to semen.
We're not done yet.
Oh, sorry.
So look, if you want a good deal on a new mattress and you're tired of sleeping on the kind of shit I sleep on, go follow Loof and Leem at Loof and Leem on Twitter and Facebook, and go find out how to win.
Loof and Leem?
What did I say?
You said Loof and Leem. Loom and Leaf.
Loom and Leaf. I wonder if I've been saying that the whole time. Loom and Leaf. So follow them on Twitter and Facebook, and then you can win a memory foam mattress out South by Southwest. So get on that, do it, support the company, and by doing that, you're supporting all these podcasts at All Things Comedy.
Yeah, also go to Amazon. Buy whatever you want. Go to punchdrunksports.com, click the Amazon link, and buy whatever you need. I bought a new pair of headphones last night.
Sounds like you need to buy a new Skype.
Yeah,
no, that's just called the state of Indiana.
Do they have the internet there? That's a big development.
No. I got a couple monkeys in wheels just cranking up some electricity over here.
running. My picture of Indiana is just dudes shooting free throws on gravel driveways, a place 100%. Where they don't.
Dude, there's people shoveling driveways to just shoot free throws.
Are you serious?
Yeah, one glove on. That's the move.
All I know about shoveling
the driveway, put one glove on, take your shooting glove off, and you just stop there stroking it, bro.
This is what I know about shoveling snow is it's only 90% fatal. Because it's always somebody clutches his chest and dies after shoveling snow. It's like a major way to go. Frank, where'd you grow up?
San Jose.
Yeah, there we go. You don't know what it's like to have snow.
No, I remember
people are not cold weather people.
No. I remember the first time I saw snow, blew my mind.
Was it like this year?
No,
it was two weeks ago.
You're talking about cocaine, right?
Yeah. That I bet you saw cocaine before snow.
Right?
No, Frank,
actually, I had to think about that. I was like, I might have.
Yeah, it's possibly true.
So did I, as my father was a coke dealer at Earth.
Wow, congratulations.
Wow.
I didn't know you had a father.
No, not really. Barely. Just biological.
Oh.
So I got these Beats because these headphones that I have are so shitty that I was like, I'm going to find a good deal on Amazon, which I did, dude. I got these like $100 headphones for like $60.
What kind of Beats?
Like the nicer earbud ones, not like the big fucking
the buds.
DJ
okay.
ones.
Josh right. Martin was telling me he has these, Josh Martin has these nice headphones, which he offered to loan to me. And I'm like, how much were they? He said they were three. You can do the impression, Tebow. They were $300. I got them for half off. I'm like, I do not want the most expensive thing I have to be a headphones.
His wallet was more than that. He had a $300 wallet with no money in it.
Yeah.
Wait, he did what? Is it like a Johnny Cupcake special?
No,
yeah, he bought some sort of like $300 like dodo bird egg skin wallet.
Yeah,
you know,
by some Italian like Salvador something.
When
Italy.
When he gets successful, because he'll be a voice on a cartoon and do quite well, you know he's going to have the most interesting shit in the fucking parking lot at the store.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He'll be like Nick Cage. Well, he'll be like, I bought an alligator skull. You're like, why?
How did I lose this money? All I did was just buy Spider-Man first issues.
Yeah.
That's exactly what he would do.
His man cage would look insane.
Yeah, it really would. Of course, it would be his house.
Yeah.
So, Tebow. We have Frank Castillo. He's a new roast writer. Just got two jokes on the Comedy Central roast.
Three is the standard.
Yeah, three is the standard. Yeah, yeah. Three jokes on the roast.
I wouldn't say I'm a roast writer. I just
by the way,
jokes.
Yes, you are. By the way, using that logic, Tony Hinchcliffe is the greatest writer in the history of roasts. So, Tebow, what would you be? What would be your?
Did you say my name?
Tony, is that you?
You better believe it. Is this Dave Taylor, washed-up writer?
Thank you for calling me a writer, Tony. It's a big...
Nick Youssef, wannabe hipster. I'm better than both of you.
What do you think about Frank, Tony?
He's one of my minions.
That is technically true.
Yeah, I guess.
On the Kill Tony podcast? Are you part of that?
No, nah, man. I remember the first... I did the first episode.
And your life's been better ever since?
That is true. That is Tony logic. So, Tebow, advice for Frank Castillo. Nick, advice for Frank Castillo, who's just made his big break as a writer. By the way, I don't know if you guys heard this.
He's got a spiffy new shirt. Now.
Frank,
yeah, man.
And Tebow, did you hear? Frank is telling people that he's written all of Jeff Ross's jokes.
Oh, yeah.
And Jeff should be paying him more. Just putting that out
there. That's what I told him to do.
So, Tebow, What would you suggest for career advice for Frank Castillo? He's 2 years in Los Angeles, 1 year at the Comedy Store. He's already the biggest writer on the roast.
Oh.
What would you do? Nick, Tebow, let's do a career conversation with Frank Castillo.
Well, I mean, if I could just speak off of my personal past, I would never do coke, never drink, and never hang out with Tripoli.
How many of those things do you currently do?
Considering sitting on Tripoli's podcast right now, he's at least 1 for 3.
I got, actually, the night before last, I got the drunkest I've ever gotten at the Comedy Store.
Was that tipsy?
No, dude. Like, I was puking until 4 o'clock the next day. It was super bad.
The next afternoon?
Yeah, man. Jeez, it was
how many drinks
bad.
Did you have?
Well, because, like, get your shift drink, obviously, when you're working.
Your shift drink isn't out of that bag?
Yeah.
Did they really?
Cool. I guess so.
Did Lainey stop drinking up the shift drink?
They got rid of that they got rid of paid regulars. Yeah. If you're on the lineup, you get a free drink.
Suspiciously close.
That's smart.
That was great, but then.
No, they didn't, Nick.
Yeah, they did.
Technically, officially. But back then, we were just drinking for free.
And then they hired Mervis.
But that drink stopped when Lainey showed up. That was like Dean said, I'm going to give all of the drinks in the lineup to my mother.
Yeah.
Right.
What the hell? She drank when she was pregnant with me. Why not just continue the trend?
Might as well make the Comedy Store feel like the womb.
Yeah.
Nice and tight.
So, Frank. Yeah. How much did you drink?
I had to think about it, but they gave me a shot, but that was a double. Then I went to the front, was hanging out with some people, and I had another shot. Then I went to the back because, you know, everyone just always kind of walks around when you're hanging out.
Yeah.
So when I went to the back.
We're at 3 right now.
They poured me another double.
5.
And then I had an Angry Orchard, and then.
What the fuck is an Angry Orchard?
It's just a beer.
Yeah.
It's just like a really nice, like a sweet cider.
Oh, okay.
And then I had a.
Just a sweet cider.
That's what I got. Yeah, yeah.
It is funny that whoever made Zima was like, we got to come up with a name that sounds tough.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And 2 doubles and then Zima. Yeah. And
then I had 1 final shot.
Okay, it's 7 drinks. That's not that much, Frank.
Yeah, okay. Well,
if you don't drink a lot.
Yeah.
I don't drink a lot, and I
tell you would die if you took 7 shots.
Yeah, 7 shots.
Of alcohol.
It was over a course of 3 hours.
I dare you to do it.
Yeah.
I will bet you $20.
Is a shot equivalent to a beer?
No.
How big were these shots?
No, well, the first ones were doubles, so it's 2 shots.
No, I counted the double as 2.
Yeah, and then
so 2 doubles, 7. 2 other ones,
and a beer.
And then a beer.
So that's 6 shots and a beer. Yeah.
2 doubles. Yeah, yeah.
If we're counting a beer as equivalent to a shot,
How big was the beer?
Oh, no, it was just a bottle.
Just like a 12-ounce bottle.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're doing 6 shots and a beer.
Yeah.
Now, what's the alcohol percentage on that cider? Some of the ciders are...
I think that was like 10.
Oh, maybe. All right.
That that's higher than I thought.
Yeah, it was
still.
The average
4 in the afternoon
beer is like 6%.
Yeah, man. Well, I was also because I didn't really eat a big dinner that night. Mm-hmm. I wasn't, so I still had like a half full stomach, and then I was still drunk the next morning.
How much do you weigh?
By the way, the empty stomach thing.
Just absorbs it quicker, but it doesn't change.
Yeah,
if you have a non-drinker.
Exactly.
Non-drinkers.
If you have a tolerance for alcohol, you can just drink.
Yeah,
the same
I don't
amount.
Have a huge tolerance. I mean, exactly.
Shots. You're Mexican. You should be able to just
fucking handle it.
Drink and play mariachi.
I can definitely play
Tebow.
Mariachi.
7 shots.
Yes, sir.
In 3 hours. What does that do to you if you're in your prime?
That's breakfast.
Absolutely zero. Nothing.
Well, yeah, man. I mean, I was still drunk when I went to work, which was nuts.
To me, it does nothing.
See,
in
what
three
I'm
hours in 3 hours, nothing.
That's here's what I'm
like,
hearing.
Not even like a buzz at all.
Probably not.
Right.
I feel as though I could drink 7 shots and not puke until 4 in the next afternoon. Or at least
what
7
would you do
7 beers.
Dave, if you had to do 3 shots, if you had to do 3 double shots in 3 hours, what would you choose as your choice of poison?
Your...
Tequila? I don't really care.
Ooh.
I don't like.
Ooh. I was doing whiskey.
I don't think you'd be. I think you'd probably puke if you drank what he drank.
Well, I didn't puke that night. I puked the next morning, so it was during the hangover that I was puking.
Okay.
Oh, I've never had a hangover.
Oh yeah, that was the worst.
Really?
Yeah. It was because I got picked up from work because they sent me home early because they told them I had food poisoning.
Technically you did.
Yeah, I did. And then I had to take my girlfriend to school, so I had to wait for her because she was doing her final. So I had to sit in the car for like 45 minutes, and I was puking outside of the window.
Oh, yeah, dude. You need water. You need Gatorade. Wow. You need a hooker. Yeah. You need more booze.
Next time, Frank, you need to be texting Tebow. Yes. Cares. For advice.
What do I do? Please help me.
It was perfect because students were walking by as I was just yakking.
Yeah.
Ironically enough, what kills a hangover is what caused it.
More alcohol.
More
booze.
Frank, how much do you weigh?
Probably 200 pounds right now.
How tall are you?
5'8".
Okay.
You're that fat?
Yeah, dude.
No idea.
Yeah, I wear it well.
Maybe it's these.
You wear it well. That's what all fat people say.
It's all my thighs, bro.
So I had a fantasy league. Tebow, did you hear about the fantasy league that I played in? And we had 12 people, only really 9 of whom actually played. 8 people made the playoffs. I was the only one who actually played who did not make the playoffs in my NBA fantasy league.
Really? You know a lot about basketball. How's that possible?
I don't know a lot about fantasy. I learned a lot about fantasy sports. I went too hard with rebounds and blocks and tried to punt free throws. And did not. I know a lot more now. I went up that learning curve over the course of the year. Also, Kevin Durant, who I traded for.
He was hurt. So
got
much
hurt. Yeah, so that really fucked me.
Couldn't get it going. I, on the other hand, have an announcement.
A mattress company?
I have joined. It's not about a mattress company. But if they would like to sponsor me, that would be great. I have joined. You know what paddle tennis is? It's like that. We're at like a Venice Beach.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like live action.
I heard there was an indoor
ping-pong.
Paddle tennis league here, like right, like in this like nice rec center, kind of by the beach where like rich people go and shit. So I'm like, oh, I'm gonna go check that out. I go and it's all seniors. It's like a seniors paddle tennis league.
So you're just destroying
exactly.
All the people.
So I'm just watching them, dude. There wasn't anybody under 68 years old in this thing.
Any hot chicks?
Couple women, and they're like, you know, 80 year old. There's this 80 year old woman. And they're like, oh, honey, why don't you come and play? We'll teach you the rules and all this. I'm like, nah, I'm cool. They're like, no, come on. So we play. I play like 5 games. I'm murdering these guys.
Yeah, literally.
I mean, seriously. One person yelled.
You're like Father Time.
Don't let him go to the net. He's going to kill somebody. That's what some lady yelled. Because I'm just firing balls back. I never felt so good about myself. And after I was done, they're like, hey, we play every Thursday if you want to join our league. I have now joined a seniors paddle tennis league. I am the youngest person by 25 in this league.
I feel like we should get you some taunts. Some like, here's,
and I'm killing these guys. I'm just killing them.
Wow. I feel like you know who can write you some really great zingers for your paddle tennis senior league.
Can I take a guess?
Take a guess.
Would it be Comedy Central roast writer and producer Frank Castillo?
That is exactly
producer.
I was going to say
that guy's got a drinking problem. I don't want somebody like that. He's a liability with his booze.
Look, when you can get him sober and it's tough, ass can crank out jokes.
You mean the Mexican Chris Farley over there?
Aye. Frank, you know, this is like a big deal. Like, what if we, like, Frank's right, like, he's the top gross writer this week. He's getting drunk. He's having a very glamorous Hollywood life.
Oh, yeah. He's tight with Justin Bieber now. It's crazy.
Driving college chicks to their final exams. This guy's living the life.
I feel like we're 30 minutes in his true Hollywood story. Be careful, Frank.
Oh, okay.
It gets worse. Yeah. Next thing you know, you're Skyping in.
Exactly.
That's what I want.
Next thing you know, you're dominating seniors leagues.
Yeah, you're killing it.
Literally.
Wait, don't you have a bone to pick with me?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Do I ever have
a
bone
to
pick with you?
What's happening?
Well, you know, here I am pretty much hanging out in rehab for 90 days, living a boring lifestyle. Everything's slowed down.
What about the paddle tennis league?
Except for my high fucking velocity paddle tennis serve.
Okay.
That no 80-year-old can return my serve. And I defy any 80-year-old listening to meet me at the Long Beach Rec Center and get their fucking brain smoked.
Calling them out.
Where is this at? There's a beach where you are?
I'm literally right on Lake Michigan,
Okay.
Think of Lake Michigan as so big that it has a beach, but I guess that's true.
Yeah.
Dude, it is. It looks exactly like the ocean. It looks identical. You can't tell the difference except for the sharks. And the quality of ass at the beach.
Right. Okay,
do people surf on Lake Michigan?
You can, yeah. I mean, they'll get up to like 6-foot waves and shit.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Yeah, that's nuts.
That's insane to me that a lake has waves.
Dude, it's like this biggest body of water in North America, practically.
Yeah. Wow. You know the Great Lakes? Huron, Ontario, Michigan, Erie, and Superior.
I remember.
That's one of them. That's why they call them the Great Lakes.
Right.
Because they're great.
You've been to Chicago. You've seen Lake Michigan.
I've seen them.
So, Tebow, Let's pick this bone.
Yeah.
So, you know, I text a couple of my buddies that I still stay in contact, you know, stay in contact with.
By the way, I should have a bone to pick with you. You haven't texted me fucking once.
I thought I texted you all those pictures of Captain Blumpkin.
Okay, you did text me once. Okay, back to picking a bone with Nick.
Okay, so I text Adam and Nick, two of my good buddies. Haven't talked to them in a while. And I go, hey, guys, Google this girl that I've recently fallen in love with, and I'm probably going to marry her.
Right.
Google this girl. She's pretty hot. I think she's my perfect girl. Here's some of her attributes that are perfect for me. I'm off the market. Wish me the best. And, you know, Adam texted me back, wow, she's very attractive. Whatever. I don't remember what else he said. Might have been a congratulations. Nick, I don't hear from the guy. Then he's Instagramming pictures of my future ex-wife with stuff coming out of her mouth.
Hold on a second.
I'm trying to Google her right now, but there's no fucking internet.
Hold on
anywhere.
A second. Stuff coming out of her mouth.
She had some funny picture. I found some weird picture
with, like, she was, like, drooling food or...
Oh, I thought this was a porn reference.
No.
She's not a porn star.
I really, really classy, American, beautiful.
Okay.
Tebow, can you text me her name so that Frank can look them up?
M-I-L-A-N-A, Milana.
Oh, mm-hmm. The girl from the AT&T ads.
Vintrub. Yeah. Vantrub.
Yeah.
V-A-Y-N-T-R-U-B.
Yeah, I met her.
She's very hot.
You've met her, right? I met her at a party in...
I did?
She's around the... I don't know. Tebow, have you met her? You know her, right?
I have never met her, no.
I met her at a party. I think O'Neill knows her somehow.
Whoa. Oh, cool. Perfect. Then I got an in, and I wish you wouldn't have said that out loud to that backstabber, Yousef.
What did I do? I just posted
Tebow, can I tell you what he just
did? I know what you did. You tried the same thing with Rose. You move right in, and the next
Tebow,
thing
can
I know.
Can I tell you what Nick just told me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, when we were off the air, he said...
Oh, okay.
He said...
Yeah, I believe you already. I believe you. Go ahead.
He said, I'm going to bang that AT&T girl.
Oh,
let
man.
Tebow fuck those 90-year-olds in paddleball.
Oh,
I don't play in
the when were we just up the air?
And then he was like, it's incredible I have the time to say this. That's how good I am at fucking doing a podcast. I got this whole conversation and the time it takes for you to sound like I'm just coughing.
For the time it takes for the intro music to play, this guy's already moving in on my game.
So I just posted a picture of her with a caption that had nothing to do with her.
Tebow.
Why are you mad at that?
Yeah, Tebow,
you're
update.
Because you're reaching out to her all of a sudden.
No, I didn't even mention her name.
Tebow, that's called
internet shotgun, and I know what you're trying to do.
Tebow, Nick just fucked her.
Oh, my God. I'm
unbelievable
no
you would do
you're
that.
There's, no
there's a huge delay on your Skype. I've gotten
Indiana.
A lot done.
Wow. Yeah, every time there's any silence, I know you're whispering sweet nothings into her ear.
Well, the silence just now was her moving her stuff into my place.
Oh, God, you had me with your own place. You scumbag.
So, Tebow, how did you fall?
You materialistic.
Hold on a second. We just joined a seniors paddleball league.
Oh, you got some competition.
Oh, now it gets awful.
Well,
Tebow, how did
see
you...
see you in the finals.
Sounds like a movie.
Wait, we just won a championship.
Tebow. You know he's going to fuck her on his Sattva mattress.
Yeah.
Tebow, how did you find out about this girl?
Well, you know, I just – because I saw like a couple commercials and I was like thinking about that like that – what's that girl from the other commercials?
Stephanie Courtney, Progressive.
Yeah, and I'm like, this girl's like the killing it financially, like the Progressive. I'm like, she's kind of cute. I'm going to Google her and see what's up. Then when you Google image her, she's like smoking hot, Jewish, 28.
Wait, she's Jewish?
Yep, just checks all my checklists, bro.
Wait, your checklist being what?
Things I need to do for them to be my future ex-girlfriend.
Okay, well, like what?
Jewish and 28?
Jewish, boobs, looks like she's making decent living in the entertainment industry, young enough that she's not jaded, so I'll be the one that makes her hate life, all the things that I do.
Thank you. It's good to have a type.
I mean, yeah.
Well,
yeah, she's definitely cute.
Oh, here he goes. Here he comes.
Yeah. I don't know that I've ever met her before, though. She's around the comedy scene. I'm looking at her Twitter.
She's around, yeah.
Yeah, like, she's done, like, Funny or Die
she's
shit.
She's more like I met her at some alt comedy party. I don't know.
Yeah, she's cute, for sure.
What are alt comedy parties like?
Young people.
But they're boring.
Boring like. Young people, and they all want to fuck Cale Hartman.
Yeah.
Cale Hartman, by the way, is a great guy.
Is Stephanie Sambari and Sarah Weinshank.
No, they're not a part of any comedy scene.
Steph Sambari and Sarah Weinshank is like, who's the trolls in the corner?
Right.
Yeah, but, well, I thought you were talking about like the lampreys that swim in that pool with those sharks.
Lampreys.
I don't know if they're like lampreys so much as like, I don't know what if there's an animal in the kingdom. But
I mean, it's more, I don't know. They're more just like kind of like nerdy, fucking yeah. hipstery types. And,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
But but here's a question for you, Tebow.
Yeah.
Seriously. How upset will you be if hypothetically you were to find out that 3 months ago, hypothetically, Nick Youssef had sex with this girl after she came by the Comedy Store? Hypothetically, I'm not saying that based on anything that actually happened.
3 months ago wouldn't bother me at all because I didn't call Shotgun until last night.
Well, good.
Right.
That's good to hear. Now, what if hypothetically they've still been in touch? Hypothetically, they've still been texting occasionally and it looks like they might do it again.
Yeah, then I'm only going to be forced to fire a paddle tennis serve right at that big hawk nose. There's nothing else I can do.
Right. That's fair.
What if hypothetically Milena called that hawk nose of his very sexy?
Yeah.
Ugh, well, then it looks like rhinoplasty's in my future.
You get a nose implant?
Yeah. Can you make me look like a dodo bird?
Give me the Trent Reznor.
We need to talk about something punch drunk. Totally punch drunk related. Okay. This bag of bets with Josh Martin.
Oh, yeah, man.
We got into a huge argument last night at the Comedy Store because every time we see him, we always ask, hey, when are you going to wipe this this towel full of.
You know, by the way, can I make a point here?
Yeah.
Every place I've ever worked, I worked in software, I worked in chemistry lab, you know. I taught MCATs. Every place, they have that conversation. When are you going to wipe the towel full of semen on your face?
Yeah.
That's exactly. Every job.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just got to man up and do it.
I know.
And so, that's what that pussy.
What's the holdup with him?
All right,
I did my part. I don't know. Has Ari and Sam, because they're not here, they never.
They've started to add extra terms for some reason.
Wait, hold on. You did your part, as in you jerked off onto a towel and you mailed it to LA.
You are an American hero.
Hello?
I mailed it to Adam at the store.
Hello, you got me.
That's funny.
What's this? Oh, I'll just wipe my face with it.
God damn it. A napkin perfect. It feels great with my submarine sandwich.
I have a sweaty brow.
It's got some mayo on it. So you sent it to Adam, and now where is the biological material?
Well, that's what I want to know, because I'm pretty sure I committed some sort of felony mailing my DNA across states.
Absolutely. This is the only – this needs a hazmat suit.
Dude. I know.
So okay. These guys are busting my balls left and right, Sam and Ari, of like, you got to do it. I'm like, I don't want to waste my time and my money beating off on something and then mailing it across the country because you guys are never going
to
finish the deal.
How much
either
it cost
he's
going to
pull out and not do it or you guys aren't going to do it.
Yeah.
No, you know what? I see the point there. You don't want to spend $5 on something that's not going to happen.
It's true.
I mean, you should be
It would happen, though. Why wouldn't it happen?
Well, Tebow,
send
it across.
Well, Ari and Sam haven't done their part
yet. That's true.
And Josh Martin still is refusing to do it, even if they do their part.
Why is he refusing?
I don't know. You guys said you got into a big argument with him.
Can I suggest a name for this rag?
Sure.
Katie Manzella.
Appropriate. I thought you were going to say my beautiful future ex-wife, and I was going to just come there with like a tornado of fist and teeth.
So here's the deal. He is upset because he doesn't – he's adding all these terms now. Like, I'm not going to do it at the Comedy Store, or I'm not going to do it here or there. I'll only agree to do it on the show, like in the studio or something like that.
So I'm fine with that.
Yeah, okay. Here's the thing. They want him to do it at the roast battle, which to me is an extra term. And
I think that they just brought that up to rile him up, which clearly works.
I don't think that's true. Why would you just rile up Josh Martin?
I know. Why would you want to get him upset?
What would be entertaining about Josh Martin screaming and yelling?
Well, I mean, like a month ago, he was trying to like somehow get Willie Hunter to do the bet because he wanted to borrow like $5. He's like, look, I ran out of cash. I don't want to go to an ATM. Let me borrow $5. I'll give it to you tomorrow. He's like, well, if you don't pay me back tomorrow, you have to do the cum towel bet. And then he didn't get him the money back in time, so he goes, now Willie has to do it. I'm like, Josh.
Oh, fuck that. That's not true.
So he does that a lot with this bet. He'll always try to, like, get it completely canceled or pawn it off on somebody else. So what are the
That's like some fucked up debt consolidation service.
I know, yeah. What are the actual terms of this bet? Because when Ari and I did our cum sock challenge – that was fucking simple and straightforward. The winner jerks off into a pair of socks.
Yeah, loser had
as winners
the
do.
Terms of the bet yeah. were, if Sam lost, he was out of the Comedy Store Fantasy League, and Josh Martin would take his place next year.
Uh-huh.
If Josh lost, he would have to pull out of the bag of bets and do whatever was in it, which was the wash your face with cum from the other three guys.
Yeah, and there were no other terms or.
By the way, can I make a point?
That was
here?
It. That's the straight
like,
up
beyond
and down
humiliation. I'm worried that Josh is going to get a serious infection. Let me give an example here. If you get herpes,
I'm
in
hoping
your,
he does. I'm hoping he does.
You know, if you get herpes in your eyeball, you know what the solution is? They remove the eyeball.
He's not going to get herpes in his eyeball.
What are the odds?
You can get herpes in your eyeball.
Yes,
ocular it's, herpes.
Yes, it's an aqueous.
From me, Sam, and Ari. From me, Sam, and Ari.
Frank goes
immediately
right to,
goes to Google.
And here's the problem too: the three of you guys, there's no way there's not herpes on that fucking rag.
I don't know that it works like that. That it's like on.
Now it may not live.
Yeah.
Long enough, but I wouldn't take my chances.
I don't know that the herpes.
Whatever like, those guys have can live forever.
I don't know that it's in sperm.
Look, oh, now Frank's looking at the.
What image? Let me see.
Jesus, bro.
Yeah, that's one of those ones.
They remove the eyeball. So, for Punch Drunk listeners and viewers, don't forget if you want
I'm
to be horrified, Google ocular herpes. If you want to have a look on that Frank has on his face now.
Yeah, that sounds bad.
Frank looks like me when he told me his roast jokes.
See, that's a good roast joke.
Yeah,
see?
I think
zing,
this...
zing, zing, zing.
Give zing that to for everyone.
Now that you're the big roast writer, yeah, write that down and pretend that you came up with it.
I think the excuses have to stop, and he needs to do this. You guys got to get Tripoli and Ari to jerk off onto this rag, and he's got to fucking put it in under hot water or whatever just to reactivate it.
Can I make a point here? Yeah. Here's the deal.
It's so gross.
It's the worst. I know what it's like.
It's the only one worse than the one you had.
I know, and that one was awful.
I know what it's like to have a three-person team trying to do something, and there's so much inertia. So I think it's going to be tough to get all three people to agree to beat off on the rag. It's just because the problem is then your representatives have to say, well, what's the – you know, how does this work? I don't think it's ever going to happen, or it's going to take, like, at least a year.
Well, apparently, Sam could beat off while he's driving. I mean, that guy is like a fucking rabbit.
Right.
Ari has gotten Katie Manzola to agree to get him going and then help him through the process.
That's hilarious.
So now there's four people involved.
That is, was that in exchange for the naming rights to the rag that she was willing to do that?
I think it was. Right. I think it was for our new sponsor, the Manzella Cum Rag.
Yeah.
Now, question. Does everybody on All Things Comedy, are they going to all promote the Katie Cum Rag?
I mean, I think they should. I think one
I
should
think
come
so
with every
too.
Mattress.
Absolutely. So, Frank. We're looking at you here now that you have your big deal career. The first thing you're going to do when you become a big deal writer, do you have anything in particular you're going to do? You're going to dump your girlfriend or dump your girlfriend and get another girlfriend or dump your girlfriend and get two other girlfriends? What's your plan here?
Wait, like if I had a bunch of money?
Your first check.
Oh, my first check?
Which is executive producer.
Producer
of
the road.
Probably
yeah,
huge.
Yeah.
Right above Joel Gallen's name.
Yeah.
Right.
Hey, if you need the name of a good rehab, I know one.
I think I'd probably buy just a bunch of weed and just relax. Yep.
You might need the name of that good rehab.
Yeah,
if you're using
like
drugs,
too. One answer I feared.
You would just buy a bunch of weed
and
chill?
Just relax.
You know,
yeah,
the funny
man,
thing
just
is,
chill.
You know what he does now that he is making store wages?
The Eric Marino School of Comedy, right?
He gets high and chills.
Buys a bunch of weed and chill.
Yeah, I would just buy a bunch of weed and chill.
That is the Eric Marino School.
Oh, yeah, man.
So but the difference is you wouldn't share the weed with anybody else.
Oh, no,
I'd smoke it in an alley.
Wait, like how much? If we're talking like a bunch of money.
$50,000.
A check.
$50,000.
The first writer's check you're going to get, if it's guild scale, you know how much that is?
No, I have no clue.
Do you know how much it is, Nick?
$2,500.
Tebow, do you know how much a writer's guild scale week check is?
For a week?
Yes.
I think Nick's about right. It's a little over $2,000.
$3,500.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's fucking ridiculous and super entertaining until the end of the 13 weeks they say, get the fuck out of our offices. What will you do with that first $3,500 check, which will be cut down for taxes?
Oh, I would probably
presumably.
Yeah, I would
by that
point,
go
shopping and just not wear the stupid clothes.
Let's not forget you're being docked for the child support because you knocked up your girlfriend because you are Mexican.
Mm-hmm. I'd take her to dinner probably.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, nice dinner.
And tell her I'm dumping you for two other women.
Yeah. and then bring those chicks with me.
We got a phone call.
Oh, interesting.
Who is it?
I don't know.
Now, I think it's Frank will know how to hit the phone call and then still keep me on.
He's got it.
Yeah, he's got it.
Frank stepped up to the big chair now.
Caller, identify yourself. Welcome to Punch Drunk.
Hello, this is Morris. I'm in the paddle tennis league.
I know who you are, Morris.
What do you think about Tebow's challenge?
He's one of the best 65-year-old paddle tennis players I've ever seen.
Okay,
thank you.
Tebow's not 65. Only
hey, his, you shut up. Nick. Only his liver. In the back enough.
Only Tebow's liver is over 65 years old.
Tebow's liver is too old to be. Yeah, I know.
Morris.
This man plays like an Olympian Titan.
Morris, do you have any plans to deal with his athletic moves? Like, do you have any defensive strategies? What's the goal here? What do you think you're going to do?
I have a hip replacement surgery planned in a couple of months, and I'm thinking that's going to fix up my game.
Can I make a suggestion, Morris, for how you can absolutely defeat Tebow?
Please.
You switch his water bottle out with Grey Goose with a move called the Maurice Claret.
What's the Maurice Claret?
The Maurice Claret.
Maurice Claret was playing for the Denver Broncos. They gave him the third round pick, and they played him. And he was drinking Grey Goose vodka out of his water bottle, and he wouldn't let anybody touch it. And he would say, "I got to go get my goose on." This was at training camp.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was he better?
No, he didn't make the team.
Well, oh, shit.
So, no. Maybe,
yeah, he was better until he got pulled over with assault rifles wearing a bulletproof vest and went to prison.
Well, that was some youthful peccadilloes, Tebow. We've all been there.
Jesus.
So, Morris.
I called because I wanted to warn this Tebow guy that you should stay away from the elderly women. Don't step on my toes.
Oh,
don't worry. I'm not that kind of guy. I'm not a Nick Youssef kind of a guy.
Morris, you know that he's already trying to fuck Melina Vantrub's grandmother. He's already putting moves, and I know she's in the league. Morris, what will you do if Tebow fucks the girl you love?
I'll stab him to death.
I don't want any of that in my life.
Well, you're in the paddle tennis league, and this is for keeps.
This shit's real.
Oh, wow. I know it's for keeps, bro. Trust me. I'm well aware of how important this paddle tennis league is.
You know, the good thing about the paddles is they're big round things, which makes them tough to stab people with. Morris, what do you plan to use? Do you have an old World War II saber? What are you going to do?
I have a sword I bought in Japan.
Bought or took off somebody's body?
I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about it.
I mean, I think there's a statute of limitations. I think you're pretty safe to mention
murder,
how you got
it. Tell us, Morris, how did you get it?
I ransacked a Japanese house.
What year was that?
I have no idea.
I thought
he was going to say like 1986.
Yeah, exactly. That was the place we thought I was going. Morris, do you have any advice for roast writer Frank Castillo?
Hang around with celebrities like Anthony Hinchcliffe.
That's some good advice. He's already
come
following.
Come up with a catchy nickname for yourself, like the Golden Caballero.
That is good. I
the Golden
that.
Mariachi?
It's like Morris used to work in entertainment or something.
Well, he sounds like an old Jewish guy. So then, yeah.
I worked with Milton Berle. we used to be a doubles tennis team, and he had the biggest penis I've ever sucked.
Was that his penis?
Morris is an older gay gentleman.
Bisexual.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Morris, are you married? I mean, what's the status like?
My wife died in 1989.
Congratulations. Mm-hmm.
And I've been having sex with men and women ever since.
Wow, that's double congratulations.
Yeah, so what, you came out in 19... How old were you when you came out of the closet, Morris?
Well, I'm bisexual. I've been hitting both since I was 12.
Wow.
Very Allen Ginsberg of you.
I wanted to know if this Tebow character would like to have hot, energetic man sex.
Tebow.
Is tempting. I mean, it's been a while.
I have a question.
Happened.
Morris, are you the top or the bottom?
Yeah.
I'm willing to do whatever Jason is into.
He's versatile.
Okay.
Yeah. Tebow, what do you think? Are you topping or bottoming with Morris?
Well, I mean, if I had to pick, I do like serving at these old pricks.
Now, so, Morris, are you getting a lot of senior citizen paddleball tail?
Other groupies?
Before this golden god, Jason Tebow, came around, I was the man.
So he's sleeping with a lot of these women.
He came in and they saw his virility and how young and sober he looked.
It's Jason come lately.
And now they're all, he's thinking of moving into the home.
Wow.
Tebow, congratulations.
I know a place where I'd get a good deal on a mattress.
Oh.
This is perfect.
You're going to
need
it.
I would think you would do it the standard way, which is wait till somebody dies and just takes theirs.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm planning on that.
Morris, is anybody else as upset as you are about Tebow's presence in the league? You can't be the only jealous senior citizen.
What did you say? I fell asleep for a minute.
Okay, my apologies, Morris. Anybody else as jealous as you are of Jason Tebow's success?
A legitimate question.
In the senior tennis league, senior paddleball tennis league.
Everybody's talking about him, and they may try to ban him from the league.
What?
This is like the comedy basketball league.
What are they going to ban him for?
Not being a senior citizen?
Being too good and young.
Tebow, you need to do something. Like, in the comedy basketball league, people did sets to actually count. Have you thought about getting arthritis or doing something to sort of level the playing field?
I think I can get my liver tested and just show them my liver results, and okay. I think they would agree that I have the body of a 65-year-old.
Morris, will you accept enzyme testing for your league?
I'll have to talk to the commissioner, but I think it can be arranged.
Who is the commissioner?
I fear that it's Matt Nost.
It's a woman named Elaine.
Morris, you and Elaine, have you?
We are 69 once, but we have not had sex.
What a waste of time.
Tebow, you and Elaine, have you?
I mean, I've fingered her with my dick, if that's what you mean.
That's exactly what I mean.
There's been a rash of syphilis that's taken over the paddleball league since Tebow has arrived.
That is a coincidence.
Unrelated?
That was there before I got there.
That's extra dangerous for old people.
Wow.
It really is.
Yeah. It's not going to help the memory.
It's like AIDS for us, and this Jason has brought it with him. He's like the white man coming into the Native American territory.
Wiping their face with the semen blanket, as it were.
Can I ask you this? Has Jason brought anything positive to the league?
Great question.
Good question. Thank you.
Only his HIV test.
That sounds pretty negative for a positive.
Well, it's positive and negative, if you know what I'm saying.
I do know what you're saying.
Kind of both like
you,
Morris.
I used to write for Milton Berle. I got some zingers in here.
Yeah, I could see that.
By write for Milton Berle, do you mean did jokes in front of him and waited for him to steal them?
Exactly, and then I would have sex with him.
Frank, yeah. What I'm seeing is maybe this
weird
is a
combo.
Frank, you should try this with Jeff Ross.
What?
Write for him and have sex with him.
Oh, okay.
What do
you
think?
Are you interested
in that sort of thing?
Sounds
like a good career plan.
Yeah, Morris, now's time for career counseling for Frank Castillo. What do you think, Frank?
I think he should buy a leaf blower just in case.
Keep a backup plan.
Yes. You're Mexican, right? That's why I said that.
I think we got that a little racist.
You don't have to explain.
Just making sure you guys are on the level.
I'm better with a lawnmower.
Okay, we'll try that. And then I think you should start hanging around. Wear the hats, the Ranger Rick hats that he's been wearing lately. You have to emulate who you want to work with.
Dress for the job you want.
Not for the job I have?
Yeah. Right.
Exactly.
Is there?
Can we hear a quick roast joke from Rick Francis? Boy?
Okay, yes. He actually has some roast jokes prepared after, but he switched over to look at ocular herpes. So it's going to take a second. But Morris, we'll hear one of his roast jokes, and then you can give some feedback on whether you think it's Burl ready.
Justin Bieber has a cross tattooed on his chest. Is that so Usher has somewhere to finish?
See, already, can I make a point here? A lot of jokes about Usher having sexual intercourse with Justin Bieber. I don't think it's going to make sense.
It's only been two.
That's a lot. That's two out of the three.
Who
that I've
is
heard.
He talking about? Who are these people?
Okay.
It's a young black man that can sing.
And a younger white man who can't.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm a big Christian. I like it.
Okay. Tebow, what do you think about that joke?
That joke, yeah, was made for a gay Christian.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
It's perfect. It is very gay Christian friendly. I will give it that.
Oh, man, I didn't realize how much of a gay angle I went.
Frank, another joke that doesn't have anything to do with homosexuality.
Or Usher.
I have a question for our caller.
Oh, yeah.
Is there a senior Olympics? Because if there is, arguing for paddle tennis.
It's called death.
And it's called me getting the gold medal, motherfuckers.
Ooh, Morris, do you think that Tebow can take you, frankly? Do you think is he going to go undefeated? What's going to happen, Morris?
How many men have you had sex with?
Great question. Great question.
That is a good question. Quite a few questionable women.
Okay.
Who may have been men?
You could argue they had more balls than me.
I think I have the advantage over this chap because I've had sex with a lot of men, and it built up a determination.
How many men?
Over 1,000.
Wow.
Jesus Christ.
That's a lot of dudes. Yeah.
So you probably had more sex with more men than women.
After my wife died, I kind of went off the deep end. And by going off the deep end, I mean had sex with a lot of dudes.
That's what everybody means when they say going off the deep end. So that makes a lot of sense.
Wow.
Wait, Morris, let's hear another joke from Frank. Maybe involving gayness, maybe not. What do you think?
Selena Gomez broke up with Justin Bieber because he kept stealing her favorite pair of jeans.
Where's the punchline?
Morris is a tough
one. I like the setup, Francis, but you gotta finish it with the punch.
Now, Morris, what would you suggest as a punchline for that setup?
This is the new show. It's called Kill Morris.
Do
your best jokes in front of Morris, and he tells you gotta have sex with more men.
another joke, Frank.
All right,
and this time,
I want Morris to punch one up, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Do you have any jokes that maybe you were like, I don't have really a good finish for that?
Here's a quick joke for you. What's the deal with Dwight Eisenhower? What a dummy.
See, that's
I like
good.
That. Set up and punch.
Yeah. No, it was perfect.
You knew exactly where that was going.
Uh-huh. And yet it surprised
you. Beautiful.
Yeah. See, this is what I need.
Okay, Frank, another joke.
Justin's favorite comedian is Chris D'Elia. They're actually in talks with NBC to do a new pilot. It's called Untalented.
You bite your tongue. That Chris D'Elia is a hell of a talent.
He is. It's funny.
You went too far.
Have you ever had sex with him?
Morris.
I had sex with his grandfather.
Wow.
All right.
That makes sense.
Frank, reading these jokes now, how do you feel about them now that you're reading them to us? Do you feel better about them, worse about them?
Same? Not too bad. I was just happy that I got to submit. I mean, I worked hard. I know they could have been funnier. But, I mean, for next year, I think I'm going
to. There is nothing worse than reading your material to people who are just bound and determined.
We're not going to laugh.
It's got to be like, oh, this is the fuck. You ever been around when they'll have somebody from the audience will say, I'm a comedian, and then we'll bring them on stage to perform?
No.
I've seen that girl once, and you traumatize her. Nick and I ran into that girl.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, yeah. What's the story there? That I've done that.
You guys perform at the Comedy Store? You're like, yeah, I'm an open micer. I had a rough experience there. I can't go back. Like, what happened? And then we knew. She's like, this comedian was mean to me. And immediately I knew it was David.
Yep. I described you, and she goes, yes, that's him.
Yeah, I didn't bring her on stage.
What happened? I have to.
Okay, so it was during the open mic. Somebody else brought her on stage to do her jokes, and people kind of gave appreciative applause. And then I went on like an hour or two later. I'm like, she sucked. let's be honest with ourselves here. She really sucked. And everybody kind of agreed and laughed, you know? And like, I'm like, we didn't want to say it, but she was fucking terrible. And apparently she got upset.
Yeah.
Well, I think that needs to happen.
The funniest thing is Nick and I were at a Christmas party and, you know, we're just mingling, meeting people. And this girl's like, oh, what do you guys do? How do you know everybody?
No, she had
here?
Seen me at the store before. That's how the comedy store came up. She's like, hey, I've seen you at the comedy store. And we talked about the store.
And then she brought up David. That's hilarious.
She's like, I've performed there before. And then, you know, everybody. They were like, maybe you did like a Kathy Lewis show.
Yeah.
In my mind, I'm like, I've never seen you.
Yeah. Right. Anytime everyone ever says I perform at the store all the time, and I'm like, dude, I work there. That means you're probably on a show.
You know my rule, right? If you boast about the comedy store, you don't know enough to not boast about being at the comedy store.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, it's you don't belong. Yeah. Only people who don't belong are proud of being there.
Exactly.
The people who
and
belong.
She's like, yeah,
shit
I performed
the
there before. Yeah. And then she told us that story and then also went on to tell us that that was the only time she had ever performed there, and she still counted it as performing at the store.
No, man.
I traumatized her into a credit.
That's hilarious.
Right.
Tebow. Is this woman attractive?
Oh, Boris is still here. I thought Boris was gone. I don't remember. I don't think she was.
If she was, Tebow would have said he liked her, and Nick would have banged her over a sink. And
yeah,
then
exactly.
Said,
and yeah,
take
I'd
that.
Have been like, hey, she's cute, and then I would have watched my ride leave with her.
Have you ever made anyone cry at the store, Nick?
Not cry,
what
but
about
I had
yourself?
What do you mean?
We've all cried at the store. I mean, if you kind of made yourself cry at the store, then
I've cried at the comedy store.
Yeah, I've never cried there.
I've never cried.
You haven't cried at the store?
I don't think so.
Oh, me? Absolutely.
I have.
I've puked and then kind of
like what, on stage? Or what do you mean? Just there at the place?
Just on stage.
Like on property?
Cried.
Yeah. Didn't you cry once on the stage?
No.
I thought you did. Tebow, you've cried, right?
Oh, of course. Yeah.
I've never cried on stage, but I think off. Frank, you haven't?
Nah. I puked a lot off stage.
What,
wait, when
this
did
week?
You think I cried?
That one time that employee coworker of yours came on stage and had a meltdown. Remember?
Oh, I had a nuclear meltdown, but
what
I did
happened?
Not cry. I flipped out and
over
cursed,
the waitress
cursed
walking
her
people.
Out. No, no, no. There was this girl that worked at this restaurant I worked at years back, and we were all at this party down the street from the comedy store. This is years ago, 2006 or something. And I go, oh, I have to run to the comedy store to do a set. It was a pop-in night, either Sunday or Monday or maybe even Tuesday back then. But so I went up, and there's like barely anyone in there. And then I look in the crowd, and the girl that was one of the servers I worked with was sitting there wasted because we're all at this party drinking. She was hammered, and then she started heckling me. And she was a sloppy drunk, you know. And and I look into the crowd. And I'm like, that's that fucking, what is she doing here? And I'm like, what are you doing? And she's, I mean, hammered. Her eyes are just like moving in different directions, drunk. And she's yelling stuff.
A move called the Mark Ellis.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, the fishbowl eye thing.
Yeah.
The Seaberry, the Seaberry.
Yeah. She's so wasted. And then a couple people like started defending her. Hey, leave her alone. And I'm like, hey, fuck you. You don't understand what this is. And she was a sloppy drunk. She was a sad, horrible fucking person. So I just got really, really mad.
I have a question.
I got mad at the people defending her. I got mad at her. I yelled at them. I refused to get off stage. Don Barris tried to pull me off stage. I wouldn't let go of the mic. And then I wished cancer on people. And I told her she should kill herself. It was just all this and screaming and yelling. And then I paused for effect and was like, I want everyone to know, you might think I'm joking, but I really want all of you to die, terrible deaths, blah, 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 blah. And then
you pulled a Dave Taylor.
I let go of the mic. And, you know.
Question.
Did you feel better, though?
I did. I felt great after.
See?
Yeah.
Nick, was it
And then I cursed her out at work the next day and told her never to speak to me. I'm like, if you need help with something work-related, like, oh, take this plate out to this table, fine, but don't ever make eye contact with me or speak to me ever again. Then she cried and told my manager, and then they had to have, like, a sit-down with me. You can't treat the employees like that. Like, it was something that happened outside of work. I'm like, look, I told her professionally we can talk and deal with each other. But outside of that, she's not a human being to me.
Was it awkward when That's Tebow awesome. Started living with her?
Good question.
I'm going to say that's a yes. It was awkward. Morris, are you still here? Morris is gone. Maybe literally.
Gone,
he could be literally dead.
I think he died.
He died, yeah.
Yeah.
He may have died.
Do we have an act break in the middle of these things anymore? How does this work? I don't know. Frank, you know this.
Yeah, I think we do take a break at one, right?
Yeah, we can take one if you guys want.
I have to use the bathroom.
All right, let's take a break.
Can I just use the bathroom?
Yeah, let's take a break.
Break. I don't know how that works.
There? Yeah, let's take a break. We'll come back in 5 minutes. I'll let you guys do whatever you got to do.
I got to use the bathroom. Tebow, you're doing, you know, we've missed you at the comedy store, buddy. But keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah, I will, man. I'll be back soon, guys. And we'll be back in 5 minutes.
Yeah. Okay. All right, we'll see you in a bit.
Suck it.
Okay, we're back.
Yay.
Hey, welcome back to another Punch On. Really quick, I would like to admit to it, to not admit, well, I guess it's admitting, but acknowledge a couple of our other sponsors. Number one, near and dear to Nick Youssef's heart, Caveman Coffee.
Yeah.
Go to cavemancoffee.com. I think you can get there also off of punchdrunksports.com. But click on either one of those links, put in the code punchdrunk. I think it's punchdrunksports on that, or punchdrunk, either one of the two. I always fuck it up, and James is going to get pissed. But that saves you 10% on your coffee, which is great. It more than covers your shipping, and it's great coffee. They got all kinds of cool shit there now. They got food. They got tea. They got every other thing.
What kind of food?
They got like cookies and all these caramel, chocolate, salted caramel, crazy things. They got all kinds of shit.
That doesn't sound like it would fit into the Paleolithic diet that I would assume.
I'm sure it's all like good, organic, fucking healthy. Whatever, you know, whatever you eat, that it's all the kind of shit that if you want to be in a paddle tennis league with seniors, that's the kind of shit that takes you to the stars.
Is that your sponsorship?
And also, don't forget, number one, we still have this Punch Drunk Sports ESPN League for the finishing out your brackets. Today's the last day you can do it. It's under Punch Drunk, and it's the code word is Dildo Corn to get into the league. It's free to get in. We'll yet to determine what the winner will get, but feel free to join that. And then our other sponsor at Bets DSI. Go to betdsi.eu with /2015/bracket. And they got all kinds of things. Free entry. Once you register, you get a free entry. It's like $1 million total prize pool, $50,000 guaranteed in prize money. And then there's, you know, first place you get $10,000. Second place you get $5,000. There's all kinds of different ways you can win money on that.
And you
also
anything,
get $10
right?
betting free money when you go in there and put in the code PUNCHDRUNK or PUNCHDRUNKSPORTS, whichever one it is. We'll tweet it out like we always do. But, dude, we're just helping you win money if you got a gambling problem.
Tebow,
we all got problems.
You can bet on anything on that site, right?
You can bet on anything. Mayweather-Pacquiao fight coming up. That's going to be fucking hot. I know, Nick, you're not a fucking huge sports guy, but this Mayweather-Pacquiao fight, it's like +200. Like, it's favoring Pacquiao. Like, Pacquiao's the underdog.
Pacquiao could very easily win
that fight and win people some money.
Oh, so you're saying Pacquiao is the underdog.
Yeah, he's the underdog, and dude, I wouldn't count Pacquiao out.
I'm less excited about that fight than if it had happened. Like,
wait, how old
years
are
ago.
The both of them? Who's the older?
Like 39.
One? 39. I think it's 39, and then 36. Let me check right now.
Mayweather's 39. Pacquiao's 36.
Yeah.
Tebow, who do you favor in that fight?
God, you know what? I'm still extremely excited for it. I mean, it's not like Roy Jones fighting here against Bernard Hopkins, where you're both like, man, one's almost 50, one's in his late 40s. It's like these guys are both still in their prime.
Mayweather's
in their, wait,
they
Tebow,
fight,
in their
they
prime?
Win.
In their prime?
What's that?
In their prime, really? I don't think they're in their prime. They're just...
Well, they're not in their prime, but they're not like...
Then why would you say these guys are still in their prime? Would you just say,
I mean,
10 seconds ago?
I'm saying they're at the tail end of their prime.
Okay, you didn't say
life.
Tail end, though. You said in their prime, and used it as an argument for why you'd watch the fight. And now that I challenge it, you say they're not in their prime. So
no,
what are we to believe?
Tail end of your prime is one thing. That's still in your prime. If even if it's a toy.
It doesn't
they're
sound...
They're not in the twilight of their career.
You just told me...
They're in the twilight of their prime.
You just told me
they're in the... fight for 5 more years.
You said they're not in their prime, then you said they are in their prime, then you said they aren't in their prime, then you said they are. What is it, Tebow?
I think they're both in the tail end of their prime. They're not in the tail end of their careers. They're in the tail end of their prime.
How are they not in the tail end of their
careers? 3 years, they're both going to be much more insignificant
Floyd's
than they are right
38
now.
And Manny's 36.
You're a 38-year-old fighter. That's the tail end of the career. That's twilight.
Not. I mean, yeah, 1980s boxing terms. Right now, I mean, half the people that have belts are in their 40s right now.
It really does show. It's bad things for the fight division. Nick, what do you think?
Boxing is in shambles, but we finally get a good fight. And 10 years, you can't name another marquee fight without going back into like De La Hoya days.
I mean, that's one I honestly would watch.
Yeah, I might end up – I won't pay-per-view it, but I might just watch a pirated stream.
Probably, yeah, yeah.
Or just go to a bar where it's at, or somebody's going to have a party. It's going to be a big to-do, this fight, and it's a great way. I mean, you go to BetTSI, it's a good way to win some money because I think Pacquiao has a good shot at winning that. And if he's an underdog
– When is the
think,
fight?
What's that?
The 2nd of
– May 2nd. Yeah, May 2nd.
Okay. You know there's going to be heavy money coming in from both the Philippines and the Pan Pacific Rec League Park. On Pacquiao.
Yeah.
Oh, 100%. I mean, this is going to be – it's going to break every record in pay-per-view. It's going to break every record in gambling money, and it's going to break every record in people watching it.
And also, you know –
I might bet.
Wait, who would you bet on?
Manny Pacquiao.
Wow.
I think he's going to do it.
I can tell you that – you know who's definitely for Pacquiao is all the employees at that – what's that fucking Filipino fast food place? There's that one where there's the hot dogs. There's like I can't for the life of me think of
the name.
They
have the crispy chicken joy sandwich.
Yes,
that hits on the,
yes.
It's called
Zanku Chicken?
No. It's like, what the fuck? Tebow, what's the name of the Filipino fast food place that really ruins this joke?
I can't even think of it.
It's
on Beverly near Vermont.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, you know exactly one with the big like red letters.
It's called like Yum Yum something.
Yeah, it's something
whatever.
Like that. Yeah, it's you know this? Mac Lindsay.
Yeah.
Mac Lindsay learned Tagalog because he worked in the health industry and all they were Filipinos. So we're at a bank once and he's like speaking Tagalog with them. They were very charmed by that.
Really?
Every Filipino, people think they're Mexican. Like, wow. You know, interesting fact, Frank Castillo is Filipino.
Yeah.
They had the weirdest food.
Everything
apparently.
That isn't Asian or black.
It's
just
not Yum
them
Joy.
Under.
It's like, what the fuck?
I know.
It?
I can't. I'm blanking on the name. And I've driven by it 10 million times.
I'm enjoying this, by the way.
What?
Why don't you Google it?
Yeah, I could, but I'm no.
Yeah, it's But I remember that the story.
Something Joy or like.
The story Mac had was he was sitting in there. He's like, he would eat there because he was broke. And you found it?
No.
I was going to look it up.
It's not Yum Yum, damn it. Like, don't.
What's the cross streets?
Shut up.
Beverly in Vermont. I want to remember it and not look it up. This is like the worst thing to do on a live podcast. Where they go, um. But Mac Lindsay would sit there and order food.
Jollibee?
Jollibee.
Yes. Yes.
That's what it is.
Yeah. Good
so
job.
He'd sit there waiting to order food, and he was just like, this is how broke I am. And he was staring up at this like TV screen that they had that would advertise their food. And one of the ads was like a plate of spaghetti. And yes. Then it was just like pieces of chopped hot dogs like slowly falling
the hot
from the
dog
sky
flew up into the air and then was chopped. Yeah. And then it dropped.
And then it dropped onto the spaghetti. And you're supposed to be like, yum.
It sounds like Filipino cuisine is a lot like latchkey kids. What like a latchkey kid would make.
Yeah. Pop tarts and shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know there's spam is a big part of it too.
Oh man.
You love spam?
No, that just brought me back.
To what?
Oh, my dad used to make spam and shit.
What? Are you serious?
Oh dude, I grew up poor. Yeah.
You knew your dad?
Yeah, I know, right?
Wait. So spam? Your dad would make spam?
Yeah, bro. Spam and eggs and fucking like chopped up tortillas. Dude, we were so poor.
Did you like it? Sounds good.
Oh, yeah. It was fucking delicious.
Gross.
No, that was the thing. I didn't realize it was like bad poor people food. I thought it was delicious.
You need to have somebody come in and give you a talk. Hey, this stuff is disgusting.
Yeah. I found that out.
You need to know enough to be horrified by your surroundings.
I have a question for Dave.
Yes.
You said before the show, you said that you went on a date with that girl. You went on two different dates.
I will not talk about this.
But it didn't go
well. We were on the air.
I've heard about this.
We'll not talk about this. Yeah, I'm not going to talk about it.
There are two girls that listen to this podcast.
We'll not talk about it.
She is not one of them.
We'll not talk about it.
I honestly want to know more about this Pacquiao Mayweather fight.
You really do, or you?
I
just
really do because I really
for once in your life.
It's like when
Nick hasn't hit on her yet.
When the Super Bowl comes around, like I watch the playoffs and I watch the Super Bowl. Same with the NBA championships. Like I get into sports more. Around
and this is
time.
Like the Super Bowl of senior citizen fighting. I feel like Morris should give an opinion on this.
They're saying Mayweather's favorite to fight.
Yeah, that's what that's what Tebow just said.
Oh, did he's the younger? He's the older one.
No, he's older, but it's because
older, undefeated, never been beat. Probably has about four more fights left in his career.
Pacquiao's lost before.
You heard the story about how his father was shot while he was holding him as a baby by his uncle?
What?
When Mayweather was a child, he was being held as a baby by
his
father.
That's like a Voldemort type background story.
And his uncle shot his father.
Over what?
Who knows? The father was a heavyweight or a fighter too, like a champion.
Oh. Yeah,
look
both
that
of them
up.
Were.
You know, Wikipedia that.
Yep. Both of his uncle and his father were both fighters, and then have taken turns being his trainer.
Yeah.
He's actually fired his father in the past, as well as fired his uncle, and now they both work in his corner, I believe.
Wow. Along with Justin Bieber.
Along with Justin Bieber and 50 Cent, but then him and 50 Cent started fighting.
Yeah, they fell out. 50 Cent.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You see, 50 Cent offered like $750,000 to Floyd Mayweather to prove he could read. And Mayweather couldn't take it because he can't read. Castillo, read it. Castillo, by the way, our Wikipedia correspondent, Frank Castillo.
Yeah. His maternal uncle shot Floyd Sr. in the leg. That's all it says about it. He just got shot in the leg. His uncle shot his dad in the leg.
While he was holding Floyd. Did I mention that?
Wow.
Yes. You know, I'll say this.
He was a year
old. Some families wouldn't shoot in the leg. They just go for the upper body. But
it's not attempted murder.
He's like, you know what? I don't want to risk killing this little baby, so I'm going to shoot in the leg.
Yeah. By the way, getting shot in the leg is like, that can be, you know, there's so many arteries, you can easily die from that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of the biggest ones.
Yeah, femoral artery.
The stomach is apparently the worst place to get shot.
I mean, it's slow death.
Especially with small bullets because they bounce around in your body.
But
you're hitting every organ.
You can bleed out quickly with the leg shot.
I feel like getting shot anywhere.
Also, the leakage of your stomach acid to your internal
sepsis.
Organs is apparently brutal.
Yeah, but I think that can be, if not, I think it can be, you get you into surgery fast enough, you can be fixed. But bleeding out fast happens.
Another bad place, the brain. That would be funny.
I've heard that.
Worst place to get shot in the head. Yeah. Or right into the heart.
Interesting fact. If you shot
eyes bad too.
You become a robot police officer. Interesting fact. Yeah. That's what science has taught me. I have a science degree. I can tell you, robot police officers, how they're made. Frank, did you ever know anybody who was shot?
Yes.
Okay, tell us the story.
It was actually two houses down. A guy was just cleaning his gun with the
By the way, that's
open.
Called a suicide.
Yes, that is what it is.
Yeah, it was a kid walking by.
Hold on a second. What? It wasn't the guy?
No. The guy was cleaning his gun with the garage door open, and there was just a kid walking by, and the shot, it just discharged, and it like ricocheted off the floor and hit the kid.
Did he die?
No, the kid was fine. It just hit him in the leg.
Oh, God, what a fucking incredible piece of luck.
Yeah.
Wow.
Did that kid collect a lot of money from the homeowner? Because you got to think homeowners are certain.
I was really young at the time. I think he did, but I don't remember seeing that kid anymore. Like, I remember his family moved.
Frank moved to a better neighborhood.
Yeah, man.
Frank, it sounds like the kid died.
He might have. I could have. My parents
were protecting.
Yeah, my parents could have just been like, "Hey, he's moved."
Okay, question. Yeah. After
those
he was shot,
those are the spam neighborhoods.
Did he go on a long trip to a better place after he was shot?
Shit, he did.
When you were 15, you're like, "There's no neighborhood called heaven."
Yeah.
I know. And it's like when your dog dies, you're like, "No, he just ran away."
Me and my girlfriend recently went back, and I got to witness her hearing gunshots for the first time.
By the way, always a bonding moment in every relationship.
It was the best. We were we were watching TV. I was at my grandma's house. We were watching TV, and then all of a sudden, it's like pop, 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 and the look on her face. She's like, "What is it?" And it's like pop, 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 and she was like, "Were those gunshots?" I was like, "Yeah." And she's like, "What do we do?" And I was like, "Just lock the door and turn the
TV volume up."
Yeah, you just turn the volume on the TV.
Sure, they weren't fireworks.
No, these were gunshots.
You know, I've heard it where I've been laying in bed late at night, and you just hear one shot, and you're like, somebody just died.
Yeah.
You know, like, you only shoot one time, something real
Dave,
bad.
You live in a gun neighborhood.
Yeah, like I absolutely do.
Dude, I've heard a war.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When I was 12, I visited Lebanon the one and only time.
Oh Jesus,
I went
that's
there.
A real war.
Yeah, and it was in 96, so Israel... And the bad guys. Right. They had the southern border occupied, and we were down in like one of the villages in southern Lebanon with this like there's checkpoints with tanks and dudes with fucking like machine guns. I'm 12.
You know where
I'm
you
like,
want to take your kids.
Yeah, I'm like, this is, but to people that live in there, this is just life.
Yeah.
You stop at the checkpoints. We're in a village. Every afternoon, a tank would drive through the village and then you like cows and goats would like run away, you know? So at night, we're sleeping and my brother and I like falling asleep and we hear these like these sounds in the distance that just sound like right. So we asked my mom, like, what is that? She's like, oh, nothing. Just go to bed. It's just noises. I don't know. We're out in the fucking deserts and whatever. Okay, we go to bed. The next day, we're driving back up to the city, and we're talking about those noises. And we're like, Mom, you never told us what those were. And she's like, there's a war happening like a couple miles south of where we are. We're like, we're sleeping in a war zone? And then you read the news later, and there's, I mean, two
That's
armies.
Called child abuse.
Yeah, yeah. Are fighting and killing each other. And it was going on for at least 30 until we fell asleep.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah, Frank, match that with your fucking sad story about your girlfriend and gunshots. This guy was in a war zone.
Yeah, bro.
Right?
And let me tell you something. All they had to eat, they didn't even have Spam. No. That's how bad it was.
Just top ramen?
Just hummus.
Just hummus.
Hey, Dave, did you see, because I know you always know absolutely everything that happens in the news. I don't know how you do that, by the way. Like, you wake up. And by like 9 a.m., you know everything that's already going on.
It's really easy. You just read the news.
Yeah.
Don't tell the secret.
I don't have time for that.
Unless my therapist tells it to me, I don't know what the fuck's going on in the real world.
Right.
This guy from San Francisco that retired at 23.
Oh, yes. Here's the deal. That was an NFL player who quit after 1 year.
Yep.
You know,
his rookie year.
He barely made the team. He played well, but it was
he played well. He was going to be the starting middle linebacker. I mean, he was fourth in Rookie of the Year nominations.
Why'd he quit?
Because he didn't want his brain to be cabbage when he turned 50. But here's the joke. Too fucking late. You play college football and you're the pros and high school football. All those subconcussive hits, you're fucked already. They had one guy, a receiver for the Bengals, who had no history of concussions. None. Zero. He died when he was climbing on his girlfriend's car like a crazy person. He got thrown off. They looked at his brain. It was already fucked up. He already had CTE. They're fucked.
CTE?
Chronic traumatic encephalopathy. Basically, it's when your brain turns into protein.
Oh, it just keeps hitting the side of your wall.
Well, the problem is this, is that it's not just – and this guy had a concussion, which is why I think he stopped. It's not just concussions. It's subconcussive hits cause the problem. And the joke is also that it mirrors Lou Gehrig's disease. So, like, one of the things mirrors Lou Gehrig's disease really well. So people think Lou Gehrig actually didn't have Lou Gehrig's disease. He had, like, concussion problems. But anyway, this guy's quitting after a year, but he's fucked anyway. So he might as well play and then, you know, junior say out.
Retire with a bunch of money is what's
going on. Yeah, exactly. I mean,
I think that's going to be a trend is all these players
retiring
at 28, 29 after their fucking 5-year contract is up. And they're like, hey, man,
you know what's going to be a
trend? I made $9 million. I'm going to get out of this before I look like fucking Joe Namath.
A trend is going to be people retiring and then going back into the fucking league after a year or two and they realize I've spent all my money and I like being an NFL player and fuck it. My brain's going to be fine. These people are coming back after a year or two. What are they going to do? This is what they do. This is what they're good at.
It's like Maurice Jones-Drew retires at 30. I mean, that guy had 4 or 5 years left at a high-quality running back.
Tebow,
you could think if he got in the right system.
Think of how many people we know who quit stand-up and then come back.
Not enough.
Yeah, and that is – but that's
and
also
– too many.
Yeah, it's not lucrative, and people still come back because it's what they like to do. And imagine if you were being paid millions and lots of pussy. These guys are not going anywhere. They'll come back. Yeah, it's a little trend. Like Jason Worlds quit on the Steelers.
Another example.
Age 27. He'll be back. They're all going to be back.
I can see that. But I also can see this trend of people being like, hey, man, I made a lot of these people being like, look, you've made – if you're good with your money, I've made $45 million in 8 years. And I live in the same city. Do I want to go play for Jacksonville for $2 million for 3 years and just keep fucking my body up? Or do I want to call it quits and stay in San Francisco where my wife and kids are?
First of all, my three girlfriends. These guys aren't with their wife and kids. Second of all, if they're good with their money, they're not good with their money. You saw that NBA players who don't have concussion problems, within 5 years after leaving the league, 60% of them declare bankruptcy.
Because they're stupid with their money.
It's not because – it's just also because it's human nature. You spend the money you have and you don't realize this is all the money I'm making for the rest of my life. And also, you know, yeah, they're trust me, their burn rate on their money is much higher than they think. After a year or two, these guys go broke during strikes. He'll be back in a year or two. Frank, what do you think?
Yeah, yeah. People just don't know how to, people don't know how to save their money. I mean, there's a lot of college, not college, there's a lot of basketball players who just fucking lose all of it.
And by the way, any of us.
Trust me, there's a lot of college players that make more money than us, too.
If any of us played pro
sports. Dude, they make none.
We'd go broke. Any of us would go broke, too. Nick, what do you think?
Yeah, you just get used to that, like, lifestyle. Mm-hmm. Where you're like, I'm going to have 3 houses and 6 cars and whatever. And then once the money stops coming in, you still have to pay for the cars and the houses.
Oh, we have a call.
Caller,
I think I might know who this is.
Identify yourself.
This is Mike and Katie Seabury.
Oh, okay. This is not who I expected. Katie, so you know something about the pro athlete lifestyle. What can you enlighten us about?
That they fuck like as good as they fucking play.
Okay.
Dave, can I preface this with a warning? It is St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, yeah.
And Katie's calling us, so she can't be too sober.
Okay.
I've been drinking for fucking a month leading up to this.
That's good to prep.
Since Valentine's
Day. Tebow, by the way, are you wearing all black for your sober St. Patrick's Day?
It's one of those things where it's like, you know, when you, like, let's say it was like the movies, and like one of your friends, he's like a really cool guy, but whenever there's a full moon, he turns into a werewolf. So on that night, you have to lock him into a prison cell. That's kind of how today is for me.
So like Teen Wolf, only a really dark take.
Yeah, exactly.
But as like a seasoned drinker, isn't like St. Patrick's Day one of those days where you're like, that's amateur hour, I'm going to avoid the...
It is one of those days, but I will tell you this, the city of Chicago on St. Patrick's Day is a wonderfully fun holiday.
I'll bet it is. Yeah, you're right.
So,
Wait, you gave up fucking drinking?
She's mad.
Katie, you didn't hear that?
Oh my God, what a fucking retard.
Yeah, it wasn't really working out.
Because it's more for me. I'll drink for you.
Now, Katie, last time I saw you at the Comedy Store, you had thrown up all over the patio and then laughed about it while a door guy had to clean it up and then continued to drink.
Yeah, what a day. I watched this fucking idiot clean up my puke, you stupid motherfucker.
It was Ari Manis.
It was his first day.
It was his first day because I remember someone came up to me and like someone puked on the patio and I was like, fuck, I gotta clean this up. And
it
I was like,
me that told you.
Yeah. And I was like, actually, no, I don't because I'm not the new door guy anymore. I was like, hey, Ari, come here. Congratulations, bro.
Yeah.
Welcome
day
to
one.
The Comedy Store, motherfucker, and I'll refill my drink.
Yeah.
That's exactly what she said.
If ever there were an employee perfectly made for that, too, it's Ari Manis. I feel like he'll be doing that even after he's a senior employee.
Hey, the worst part is it looked like you had just won an all-you-can-eat contest.
There's so much.
I was doing a fucking hot dog eating contest.
I don't think those were hot dogs.
It was dark meat, if you know what I'm saying.
I don't know what you're saying.
I think I do.
I don't understand.
I flew into fucking South Boston for St. Patrick's Day.
Well, give us a report from the street, Katie. How's it looking?
There's not a lot of black guys out here, but later on I'll hit some of the other neighborhoods.
So,
sure you will.
Katie, you know a little bit about the NFL player lifestyle. What do you think about the new trend of retiring early to enjoy your
life? I think if you retire early, you're a fucking pussy.
Well, why do you think that?
Drown your pain in fucking pain meds and alcohol.
So, in other words, the Katie Seabury way?
Exactly. I went to fucking med school. I know what's going on.
I don't think you went to med school, Katie.
What was the name of your med school?
Seagram's.
Seagram School of Dance and Medicine.
Yeah. Katie, have you ever thought about quitting drinking?
What?
Some would say you have a problem.
That's not even an option.
Okay.
So, Katie, what do you say to people who think you might have a problem, as Nick mentioned?
Yeah.
Some people have said that, Katie.
It sounds like you got a fucking problem. I turn it around on them, and then I fucking drink a shot. I puke on their shoes.
That is a good method.
You are school of fucking comebacks.
Katie, speaking of comebacks, we have the greatest roast writer in the history of Comedy Central.
Yes, we do.
Frank Castillo.
He's got a pilot, guys.
Frank, could you read Katie a roast joke and then give Katie a chance?
Is this the Golden Golden Caballo?
It is the Golden Caballero, yes.
You've heard tales.
Yeah. That nickname's really getting around. Okay.
The Golden Caballero,
the Golden
I love
Caballo.
That word, I fucked enough Latin, guys. That means horse in Spanish.
Okay, I guess you have fucked Latin guys that are referred to as horse in Spanish, too.
When you can't find the black, you go with the next best thing, and it's in Latin.
Okay.
What's after Latin?
Nothing.
Okay, so Frank, read the joke for Katie, and then Katie, you break it down for us.
Actually, sorry to interrupt, but if you find a white guy, I just spray paint his dick black.
That's probably not good for your insides.
What is?
It might actually be probably, I'm going to guess whatever she would get would be killed by the alcohol that's in her system. It's tough for anything bad to live in there too long.
Frank? Her pussy would just melt the paint off the dick.
Jesus.
I can suck the paint off the dick. That's a saying about me.
I have heard that saying.
That is a saying about you, yeah.
Worry about
but
paint
it looks
chips?
Like you've been huffing paint after you finish.
Uh-huh.
Okay,
but
so
yeah, can I say, Katie,
you sound like a really angry drunk.
Yo, caballo.
Caballo.
A really angry drunk Edith Bunker.
Well, you work with what you're given with, David.
I guess that's true. Frank, read the joke.
Justin's fans are going to be upset with all these jokes saying they're in bad taste, and they're right because they know a lot about bad taste. I love the nods.
He got paid for this stuff?
No, I didn't. No, he's just perfect.
That one didn't make it.
No. Yeah. Katie, how would you improve that joke?
Well, I would make it into a joke.
Frank, did you think about going in that direction?
I didn't. I think I should have. That was my major mistake.
I would do a Jaeger bomb. It's when you take a Jaeger shot and you pour a Captain Morgan shot and then a whiskey shot into it.
My God.
And that's where you get funny.
So you suggest
now,
he gets wasted.
Katie, did you happen to hear earlier in the show, Frank was telling us how he had three double shots in 3 hours and then a apple cider and was very hungover and throwing up the next day. What would that? What do you call that kind of drinking?
I call that an hors d'oeuvre. Yes,
an appetizer?
That's how I start off the day. That's before I go to the gym.
Yeah, I think that you would drink that much while you sleep somehow.
Katie, do you work out at the gym or just pick up guys there?
I go to the all-black gym in Compton.
What's that called?
Is that a gym, Katie, or a holding cell?
It's called Crunk.
That's so stupid.
Did I write that one? I feel like Frank wrote that one.
I have a question for Nick Youssef.
Oh.
Yes, Katie.
When I was a waitress at the store, you were known as the waitress slayer because you were fucking all the girls.
Yeah,
I do remember that.
How many did you take down?
I don't remember. That was many years ago.
Well, you see how shy he gets, David Taylor?
I do see how shy
you never
he
let
gets.
Me sleep with you, though. Why?
Because,
did you try it?
You
did
couldn't
you try?
Handle what I was putting out there. But you are kind of half black, right?
I for the Katie. Purposes of getting laid by you, yeah.
Fuck
I am.
Yeah. Katie, he's visited a war zone. Yes, he's officially half black.
Arabs are like almost black people sometimes.
There you go.
Katie,
so
you sound,
do it.
Now you sound kind of Jewish.
Did you ever try to hook up with Katie?
No, not really, because she was always dating somebody and like she... Yeah, I never really made a real effort to do it.
You never made it into the NFL, so that really
I know,
kind of
yeah,
precluded
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Nick's too sober for me.
Yeah, probably.
You know, anything would be too sober except like a giant bottle of rum. Katie, what have you been up to lately?
I've been bathing in straight vodka to get it into my pores.
What is that? What is that too? Is that just a...
It's crazy. When you get out of the tub, you fall a lot because it's going in all of your orifices.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been trying to fuck the whole Patriots roster. I'm like 30 players deep.
Even question, Katie, even like Julian Edelman and, I mean...
Coaching staff?
The white people? Yeah.
Tom Brady.
Yeah, they're cringeworthy, but you got to get it. I'm trying to get to Malcolm Butler.
Complete the set, yeah.
Katie, a lot of people say the Patriots are overrated. How do you feel about that?
I'm fine. Who said that? I'll fucking fight you right motherfucking now.
It was me and Nick. I said that.
Yeah, Nick actually was the one who just said that.
Fucking Boston Strong, motherfucker.
Katie, any truth to the rumors that you fucked both Boston Marathon bombers?
That's absolutely not true. I wouldn't touch their fucking disgusting dicks.
Why not?
Because they're not Malcolm Butler.
Okay. I have heard that.
I didn't even get to fuck Will Falk before he left.
Katie, did you ever fuck Aaron Hernandez?
Can this be used in a court of law?
No, it cannot.
No,
it cannot.
Totally free from testimony.
Yes, I did.
How was it?
It was pretty good. I don't really like tattoos, but he was pretty good.
Do you remember a lot of your hookups? I mean, you get so drunk. Like, the next day, do you remember even sleeping with these people?
Sometimes you wake up sore with a condom inside of you, and it's a reminder.
Wait, Katie, you use condoms?
Sometimes these guys try to pretend they're classy. I just go with it.
That's great.
Yeah, I think it's just the blackout ones where she uses a condom.
I just
it's not by my choice.
No, you'd prefer no one use a condom.
I'd prefer nothing. Hey, Timo, pour yourself a drink. It's St. Patty's.
Katie, any advice for Timo on how to stay sober?
Oh, yeah.
You quit drinking? Okay.
Katie, I think you blacked out again.
Yeah, I think...
Wait, the last 30 minutes, did some Caballo guy do something? I don't fucking remember nothing.
Caballo, the golden Caballo.
The golden Caballo. I think we may have the episode title already.
Yeah.
Here's how you stay sober, Timo. Pour yourself a glass of gin and drink it straight down.
Okay. Wait, Katie, nice. That might not.
See,
yeah.
Yeah, that'd be the opposite of okay, being sober.
Yeah.
Feel the rush. Ace the rainbow.
That's actually that's, Skittles that's trademarked. Yeah.
How many drinks have you had today, Katie? It's St. Patrick's Day, so it's probably a lot.
Are we counting the cocks that I guzzled?
No, not even counting the cocks.
No, counting the, just the alcohol.
No,
I've had 46 car bombs.
car bombs.
This fucking car is that's total. Like, there's no doors on
that's
it.
That's like
no
90
wheel.
Drinks.
No, wait, why are you driving? Katie, you cannot drive.
I'm not a doctor, but I think you might be legally dead.
I'm driving a fucking Uber right now.
Whoa, that's not good.
That I'm working it. I'm just, people get it. Hey, you want a car bomb? Welcome to the Seabury ride.
I'm worried for your your feedback, Katie. This might be a problem.
It's St. Patrick's Day in Boston. The feedback's going to be wicked awesome.
Wicked awesome.
Katie,
Timo, do a car bomb just for me.
Okay, I'll do. I'll just one car
Timo,
bomb.
Timo, you kind of
stop
should
just one. I think I've proven myself. I can just have one drink.
Yeah.
What's the worst that's going to happen?
Yeah, that is true. That is true.
Katie. So what do you plan? What are your plans for the rest of the day? I mean, you've had, let's see here, 48 car bombs. Where do you go from here? It's 2 in the afternoon.
I'm trying to track down fucking Malcolm Butler.
Okay.
This guy is so evasive. It's so hard to get.
So have you met him? Have you, what's going on there? Have you talked at all?
I haven't met him. I had sex with the guy who said he was his cousin, but I don't think he was telling the truth.
Okay.
Why don't you think he was telling the truth? What about his story? Seems suspicious.
Well, he looked Asian for one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'll be a problem.
Which I would think he would be black.
Well, you can never tell with these things.
Yeah, you never know.
Have you guys seen a guy named Big Country?
Frank hasn't heard the Big Country story.
Oh, please tell me.
Tell it off the air. It's a legendary, legendary story. Katie, I don't want to embarrass you, especially since this is
talk about mistaken identity.
Yeah, that is actually what we're talking about.
Yeah, well, why don't you go ahead and tell the story, Katie? I'd like to hear from your point of view.
So I see this fucking big strapping black guy, and of course I'm interested right away.
Yes.
And I'm hanging out with the guy all night. He's a friend of a friend. They introduced him as Big Country. And I'm fucking him, and I'm saying, oh, Big Country, you're the best. And then the next morning, I said Big Country, and he asked why I was calling him that.
Oh, no, 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 no. Don't forget, Katie, you talked to his mutual friend on the phone, and he said, what are you doing? And you said, I just had sexual intercourse with Big Country. And he said, that's impossible. Big Country is right here next to me. And then you said, Katie, as I recall, you looked at the guy and you said, who the fuck are you then? Why have I been calling you Big Country? And he said, I thought that's just what all white girls call black guys. I can't believe you've heard that story. You've cleaned up the woman's puke, but you haven't heard the greatest
hilarious.
Tale.
Yeah,
Katie, congratulations.
I told you
Thank
my Katie
you.
Story.
What?
I told you my Katie story. Right?
What's your Katie story?
I was working the back door, and she was, or Miss Katie, was in the bathroom
Is
with
working
a gentleman.
The back door a euphemism?
No.
Okay. I bet you were, Caballo. You take it in the ass.
Yeah, people were opening the unlocked bathroom door and getting a sneak peek at a little Mandango action.
Wait, what do you mean? Katie was having sex with a black guy with the unlocked door?
Yeah, in the original room hallway.
Katie, did you take the time to say, get the fuck out, stop? How'd that go?
No, like customers
say, hey,
were walking in. It was like 9 o'clock. It wasn't even it was like 9 o'clock, 9:30. Like it was fucking early.
Oh, it was early in the night.
Really? And they opened the door?
People were just walking in, and walking away, and I was like, "What the fuck?" And like I wasn't doing my job. No one was like, "Oh fuck!" Like everyone was just like, "Oh shit!" And just kept walking away. I was like, "That's weird."
Did you open the door?
The guy had nowhere to live, I had to take him there for a spot to fuck.
Sounds like yours.
It was hilarious.
It was like fucking in a phone booth.
Yeah, I guess that is true.
I'm sure you're no stranger to. You're old enough to remember phone booths.
Yes.
It's actually the name of my first book.
Wait, your first book, Katie?
It's called Fucking in a Phone Booth.
Katie, when you have a book deal, what is this, stories about your life, or like, is this like an athlete's memoir?
Yeah, it's with Simon and Shuster.
Okay, I don't think that's pronounced Shuster. What is the plot of your book, Katie?
It's about a young, freckly white woman who loves to drink and fuck black cock.
Who's it based on?
A friend of mine.
What's her name?
Katie.
That's weird. What a coincidence.
It's so similar.
I can't believe T-Bone's not drinking on St. Patrick's Day. It makes me so depressed I'm going to drink 2 car bombs.
In his memory,
that
yes.
That would put you at 50 car bombs.
I know.
Katie, I'm worried about you. You might die.
Well, everybody's got to go sometime, David Taylor.
Katie, can I ask you a question? Because, you know, you drink a lot, and that's me saying that. I mean, you really can knock them down. How do you still, you're not in your 20s anymore. How do you still have such an incredible body for somebody who drinks like that? Because your body really is amazing.
Yeah.
Well, I don't eat any food.
Okay,
ever.
There's a starter.
Okay.
Every calorie I have is drink.
Okay.
Okay.
And then I work out all day, I drink all night, and fucking, guys, is a lot of calories burned.
Okay, so what is your workout exactly?
It's called Fucking Big Black Cock.
Could you explain how that workout goes.
18 minutes or more.
Okay.
Or more.
Could you walk us through that workout program?
You're not going to be walking after David Taylor, if you know what I mean.
I don't know what you mean, Katie. Frankly, that confused me a little bit.
I've been pounded so hard that I had to sleep doggy-style position before.
Kind of like how black chicks sleep sitting up so they don't mess their hair up?
Exactly. Black chicks hate me because I take all their men.
But in fairness,
I have heard that before.
You do give them back 15 minutes later.
Yeah, I give them. You can take them back. He's going to smell like my pussy, but that's fine.
Well, honestly, the whole front bar does, so really it's not a huge problem.
Frank. Oh, that car bomb went down rough.
Oh, no. Are we about to lose Katie?
Uh-oh.
I felt it coming back up.
Does
a
anybody know
bit.
Where's Ari Manis? Where's Ari?
Let me call him.
This Uber ride is going to be kind of crazy.
Oh, you're still driving?
I imagine that it is.
It might be a three-star.
Three-stop. I get to see Katie Seabury like it, as an Uber driver in Boston during St. Patrick's Day. No doors on the car. The tires are all flat. Doing like some 40-point U-turn.
Yeah.
While she's fucking.
Yeah.
I was doing donuts a little while before, and these people were scared. I said, "Welcome to Boston, motherfucker."
So, Katie, anything you want to plug? Because I feel as though this podcast is coming to a close.
Mm-hmm.
Katie,
I want to plug every hole in my body with Patriots Cox.
Okay, that's something good. Why mention the book when you can talk about your real desire, which is
the book sells itself, David Taylor. It doesn't need promotion.
Technically, you'd think every hole in your body would also sell itself.
Where is the book available? Where can people buy it?
Great question.
Mm-hmm.
Merchandises where books are available. Played Against Sports is selling it.
KB Choice.
Wait a minute.
Played against sports.
Well, how'd you get that?
Play It Against Sports.
You never heard of that?
Buying back your book and then reselling it.
Yeah.
They got an exclusive deal. People, you know, people who like secondhand sports gear like my story.
Okay. Well, that's
I guess technically
she is second. Yeah,
that's about a young girl who likes to drink and fuck black cock.
That's one hell of a plug.
This reminds me of Little House on the Prairie, actually. I'm seeing a TV show.
People have compared it to that. There is a character named Michael Landon.
What a coincidence.
Katie, that's wonderful. Frank, do you have anything to plug besides the fact that – and by the way, when we were off in the break, T-Bone, you know, Frank said, and I'm going to quote here, fuck Jeff Ross, fuck Joel Gallen. He said,
Sheriff in town?
Yeah, he said, I'll run these fucking roasts. And it's unbelievable that these – like that Jeff only did like two of my jokes. And then he said, like, fuck Tony Hinchcliffe. I go, Frank, who's your friend? He goes, that guy can't write a roast joke to save his life. I'm going to be dominating those roasts by next year.
Oh,
yeah.
I was like, Frank, you might want to hold off. He's up. Nick.
Then he fucking shoved you.
Yeah, that was unbelievable.
That was really weird. He got physical.
Yeah.
It's never appropriate.
Yeah, you're kind of getting in my face about it.
So yeah, it was a little weird. Yeah. Tebow, so maybe we should have a talk with him. You want to do an intervention?
Oh, sure. I'm really good at those now.
Yeah. You're our expert. That might have to wait to another one. So, Frank, what are you going to plug?
Oh, well, my next big thing is I'm running an open mic tonight, Tuesday, 10:30 in the Belly Room.
You know what he said? He said it's going to be fuck Kill Tony in this open mic. Wait, they're doing a Belly Room open mic?
Oh, they do it because
There's no roast battle because they're still in South by Southwest.
Oh, yeah.
So we're just
right.
going to run an old school mic just how they used to do it.
How did the roast?
Are you naming this old school mic of yours Kill Tony?
How did the roast battle go? Why aren't you at South by Southwest?
They took like the skeleton crew. It was just too expensive. I couldn't afford to go myself.
Okay. Yeah, it's costly.
Who went?
DJ, The Wave, Jeff.
Oh, I thought you were the DJ.
No. They have like a real DJ.
Oh, okay.
I just like seat the room and help produce.
Okay. DJ, The Wave. Who's The Wave exactly?
It's Jeremiah Watkins.
Jamar
Neighbors, and Willie Hunter.
Okay, and who else?
When they're here at the store, it's usually whoever fills in, like Trey Stewart will pop in. Then they have like the All-Terrorist Wave, which is like Mead, Hormoz. Then they got the All-Rainbow Wave, which is like Jamie Salida, Kyle Shire, which is All-Gay Wave. It's really funny.
Anyway, you didn't make the cut to go to South By.
But Jay Light went, and so did Rich Slayton, because they're Texas guys.
Oh, wait, Jay Light's a Texas guy?
Mm-hmm, he's from Austin.
I didn't know that.
That makes sense. If he's going to be from anywhere in Texas, it's going
to be. Absolutely, yes. Or from Black Keysville.
That's Akron, Ohio.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Is that Black Keys?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Akron, Ohio.
I don't picture all of Akron being Black Keysville, just like a
just
couple...
a garage where they recorded their music, yeah.
You're running the open mic tonight.
Yeah, me and Jay are co-hosting.
And if anybody's listening, Frank did promise me that he can get every single person up if you show up. So Frank guarantees if you get to this open mic, he can get you up no problem. Just hassle him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bother him relentlessly. If he says no, take that as a yes.
Yes. Keep pushing.
Yeah.
Tebow, do you have anything to plug?
I just want to plug all the usual things I plug. Okay. I will be at an AA meeting in 1 hour.
Congratulations.
I will be at 2 more tomorrow morning.
That's great.
Are you doing 15 minutes each?
Therapy, and then I'm chilling.
Okay.
Also, please go to punchdrunksports.com. If you got any shopping to do, click on the Amazon link. Feel free to join our free Sweet 16 NCAA tournament poll. Go to BetDSI.com. Join in the fun there. Use the code PUNCHDRUNK or PUNCHDRUNKSPORTS. Same thing with Caveman Coffee. And if you need a mattress, now we got a mattress person, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
So thanks to everybody for listening to the show, watching the show.
Wait,
and,
Nick
has
to
wrap
plug.
Up on Nick. I'm not Nick wrapping
should,
up on
okay.
I'm just saying the first 100 people to tweet about this episode, Ari Shaffir will send you $1,000 in cash.
That's a really generous.
I thought it was $2,000 this week.
Is it? Oh,
I think
you're right.
It is.
It's St. Patrick's Day. That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
$2,000
very,
cash.
Very generous. Mm-hmm. Very generous.
Mm-hmm. Very nice of him. see me this weekend, Tempe Improv. So Tempe, Arizona, if you live there. I'll be there March 20th through 22nd. Get tickets, nickyousef.com. Buy my album if you haven't. It's available anywhere you can listen to music.
What's it called?
Stop Not Owning This. You can listen to it on Spotify, Audio, all those things. You can buy it on iTunes. It's available on vinyl. There's a limited run of that. So
occasionally Youssef, awesome.
NickYousef.com for links to that. And then my podcast, obviously, me and Kevin Christie do on the All Things Comedy Network, Occasionally Awesome. Listen to that. New episode came out today. And every Tuesday. We've never missed a Tuesday. And then I think that's it. Follow me on Twitter, NickYousef, for any other information.
I also have one more plug, if I could, before we wrap up.
Go right ahead.
If anybody wants to see any girls that I have emotional attachments to, go to Nick Youssef's Instagram and Twitter pages.
Gotcha. Gotcha. That's great. Yeah.
Oh, Milana's calling me. I got to go.
Sorry.
This motherfucker.
Sorry, Tebow.
All right, you guys. I love you guys. I'll talk
love
to you guys
love
soon.
You too,
thank you guys for coming in, everybody, and thanks to everybody for listening.
Thank you.
Talk to you later.
Peace.
Woo!
All right.
Tons of fun.
Congratulations.